and a big aloha. Mwah, mwah. Here's a flower lei to put around your neck. Welcome in. You have found the audio venue known as the Tiki Lounge Remix, the home of Sonic Exotica. My name's Seth Jordan, your host, proprietor, and DJ in this lounge, where I do my very best to keep you up to date every week with the latest in the global world music scene, a few digital noises thrown in there, modern jazz, all sorts of good sounds that I find for you every week and share with you here in the program. And in this first hour, we have voices from both Algeria and Mali. We've got some previously unreleased vintage Moroccan Nawa music from the early 1970s, and we have some new sounds in support of the ongoing struggle in West Papua, which of course is taking place just off of our own northern coast here in Oz. So stick around, enjoy the sounds here in the Tiki Lounge Remix. And to kick things off, we're going to head in a fairly odd direction. There's a new album out from the group Du Oud, which features two oud players from North Africa, Jean-Pierre Smadja, a.k.a. Smadge, and Mehdi Haddad from the group Speed Caravan, teaming up with Chinese singer called Jimo Blind Drum Book. And the self-titled album is out on the China Music House label. Here's a track from it called Wu De Quin, translates as Oud Oud. Du Oud from North Africa and Jimo Blind Drum Book from China. Here in the Tiki Lounge Remix.
I'm feeling good, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's the sound of Africa Express out of UK, featuring a variety of African performers as well. That's a track called Morals, and it featured from South Africa Miss Moonchild Sanelly, the great legends of South Africa, the Mahatala Queens, Muzi, who's a young up-and-comer from South Africa as well, and Mr. Jukes from the UK. The latest album out is called Egoli, E-G-O-L-I. I played you a few tracks from it when it first came out a few months ago. I haven't really had time to get back to it, so I do want to feature a few new tracks from Africa Express. It's a project that began out of a 2005 gathering in a Covent Garden bar in the UK with the frontman of the group Blur and Gorillaz, Mr. Damon Albarn, who's been involved with African music now for quite some years, along with other musicians and music industry friends who were angered by the Live Aid charity concert for Africa's inclusion of only one African artist in its lineup. So they decided to do something about it. Co-founding the organization with the journalist Ian Beryl, African Express's inaugural project saw Damon Albarn and Beryl take a number of Western musicians, including Fatboy Slim and Martha Wainwright, to perform at the Festival in the Desert, which used to happen out in the Sahara Desert in Africa outside of Timbuktu. It hasn't happened in a number of years now. In the early years of Africa Express, shows would be put on semi-spontaneously in locations such as Brixton pubs, with little or no advanced announcement. The spirit of spontaneous collaborations between musicians of diverse cultures has carried on as the organization has grown to stage some very large-scale events indeed. In addition to Damon Albarn, frequent contributors to Africa Express's varied projects have included Fela Kuti's drummer Tony Allen from Nigeria, Senegalese singer Baba Mal, the Malian duo Amadou and Mariam, along with Western musicians like Paul McCartney, Led Zeppelin's John Paul Jones, Brian Eno, Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, De La Soul, Mick Jones and Paul Simonon from The Clash, Björk has been involved, Elvis Costello, and numerous others. Other African acts that have also taken part in the Africa Express projects include Nigerian Afrobeat star Femi Kuti, the late Algerian singer-activist Rashid Taha, Sahara blues group Tenariwan, and Malian acts such as Rokia Traore, Fatoumata Diawara, Toumani Diabaté, Basaku Kouyaté, Salif Keita, and Umu Sangare, the front line folks. They've all been involved at one time or another in African Express. This latest album, Egoli, features newer voices from around Africa. That last track featured quite a few from South Africa. Here's another track. This is called Torano, and it features frontman Otom Alpha and Gruff Rhys. So let's get back into the sound of Africa Express here in the Tiki Lounge.
Ayinyo do ayinyo kwe, waboni ben alwado, Kawatini bena dwaya do. Kaburo bena do apero yiri. Wacham kwaro bena miyo yiri. Dieta gini mero. Wacha gini mero.
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, that's the sound of Africa Express, presenting new artists from South Africa on this particular album called Igoli, and combining them together with the best of the British scene as well. That's a track called The Return of Bacardi, and it features DJ Spoko, who is a young fella out of South Africa who unfortunately passed away last year at the age of 35 due to complications arising from a long-term illness that he had. And the vocals on that track from a new young duo from South Africa called Faka, F-A-K-A. Africa Express presents. Igoli is the album, and it's out on their own Africa Express label. Well, the other big African album making waves right at the moment, I can't stop playing it, is the one that I featured to you last week here on the program, Les Amazones d'Afrique. Many very talented African women from across West Africa and North Africa as well. I played you a fair few tracks last week, but I wanted to play you a couple more here. This is one called Rebels, and it features from Algeria, Miss Nassera Ulay Mezba. From the new album, Amazon's Power, this is Les Amazones d'Afrique.
مش فينا غير الويل صبرت للرب الباطر نويت السلام في كلامي نعيش هنية في حياتي نويت السلام في كلامي نعيش هنية في حياتي يما يما يغاب العقلي ويما أبا يما يما أسحني أنت يما نعيش هنية في حياتي ويت السلام في كلامي نعيش هنية في حياتي يا يما يما
Yeah.
another track from that wonderful new album from collaborative West African women album Les Amazones d'Afrique. That's a track called Dogon, named after the Dogon people from central Mali, and featured their veteran singer Miss Mamani Keita, who features on a number of the tracks on the album, and I think they're the best ones there. Quite a great album to start off 2020 with, Les Amazones d'Afrique, Amazon's Power. Well, another album that's been released recently, but it actually goes back to the early 1970s, is one by a group called Atarazat Adahabia. If I'm going to spell that for you, Atarazat is spelled A-T-T-A-R-A-Z-A-T, and Adahabia is spelled A-D-D-A-H-A-B-I-A. That's the name of the group. The fellow who leads it is named Farajala. They're from Morocco, and the people called the Nawa, G-N-A-W-A. Been very much part of the music scene for the last few decades, the Nawa music, because it's so hypnotic and wonderful. But back in the early 70s, there wasn't much of it around, and that's when this group comes from. Their album called Al Hadoui, which is A-L-H-A-D-A-O-U-I, has just been released. It was never released back in the 70s. I don't quite know why, but it never got a release when it was produced, but it's out now. It's out on the wonderfully named Habibi Funk label, and I want to read you something here about it, because it's a rather interesting story. It says, reconnecting American blues music with its West African ancestry has become a well-trodden path. The infectious beats of John Lee Hooker's guitar licks are clearly present in the work of the legendary Ali Faka Touré, who began his musical education in traditional ceremonies on the bank of the Niger River. Tamashek Tuareg rock bands like Tenariwan and Tamacrest have made blues African roots less obvious, with both citing a teenage love of Dire Straits as a key influence in their music. This makes the melodies on German label Habibi Funk's latest offering, a 1973 album from Moroccan band Atarazat Adahabia, all the rarer, with band leader Abdellah Kabir Farajala keen to give the listeners a heady immersion in traditional guitar-driven music, which he introduces as Nawa music. From the opening track, this album whips up a relentless pace, hypnotic drumming patterns, castanet clacks, and a militant tight female backing choir compete with funky guitars, while the overriding Nawa force evokes a deep spiritual awakening. As Farajala explains, Nawa brings together a history of music, dance, and poetry that has been used since pre-Islamic times to drive out evil. It was brought to and honed in the Sahara by black sub-Saharan slaves, which could shed a bit of light on this album's distinctly West African feel. Bringing together 14 of his own family members, the group became one of the first rock bands to sing in Arabic. So let's hear a couple tracks from this new album. Once again, the band is Atarazat Adahabia. The album's called El Hadoui. It's on the Habibi Funk label. Let's get into it. Some classic Moroccan Nawa funk here in the Tiki Lounge remix.
Tajilat Bouzifun, Farqat Tarazat Dahabia.
Remember when نحكي همي هموم وتزيد ما بيا لما بغيت نشكي هجري غاب من زمان ما رجع ليا واللي عليها انا باكي كان روحو محبتو ليا واللي عليها انا شاكي راح شفا لا دافيا
vraiment témoigner de tellement de choses que le monde doit savoir. Nous voulons témoigner des injustices du massacre de Biak. Nous voulons témoigner des meurtres, des tueries aux fusils d'assaut. Nous voulons témoigner de ceux qui ont disparu, ceux emprisonnés et torturés. Il y eut lieu de plusieurs formes de torture, brûlures, blessures aux parties génitales, de viol de femmes.
The power of the earth. Like rain, we will never forget.
Nous avons combattu les Hercules, les hélicoptères, les navires de guerre, mais ils débordèrent de puissance. Ce jour-là, il plut des rafales de balles. Et après ce jour, l'injustice ne s'arrêta plus. Au lieu de révéler la vérité, ils racontèrent des mensonges. Déclarèrent que les cadavres que les vagues ont déposés sur les plages venaient d'un tsunami, sachant pertinemment qu'il résultait d'un massacre. Les auteurs furent promus, non punis, alors que les victimes furent traînées en justice. Ce fut d'injustice en injustice, encore et encore.
And underneath the water tower. Like rain, we'll never forget the power of the earth, the culture of the land. We remember the blood that ran. The people we stand, we'll never forget.
Qu'il y eut violation sur violation depuis 1963. Que des villages entiers furent détruits. Que le peuple papou fut dressé contre d'autres peuples papou. Les injustices continuent jusqu'à ce jour. Les survivants portent encore la marque du séparatisme et font face à de continuelles discriminations. Ils sont exclus de l'emploi, du système d'éducation et de santé. Et pour les femmes, ce fut encore pire. Elles ont souffert les viols, les attaques et pire encore. Elles ont été humiliées par leur propre famille et leur mariage ont été détruits. Telles sont les formes de la double injustice. Et les femmes souffrent toujours de ce que personne ne doit souffrir.
That's a track called Underneath the Water Tower, and it comes from the album We Have Come to Testify, There Is Much We Want the World to Know. It comes from West Papua, just north of Australia. It chronicles the ongoing struggles that have been experienced there in West Papua over many years now under the political control of Indonesia. And it specifically addresses the testimony from witnesses to the 1998 Biak massacre, where over 200 people were killed. It's out on the Wantok Music label. And on that particular track, you heard David Liha, better known to most people as Radical Son, along with Vanuatu musician Marcel Melthelrong. An important album, We Have Come to Testify, various artists involved. And that's just about all we've got for this first hour of the Tiki Lounge Remix, which of course is produced in the studios of 2BBB FM in Bellingen, New South Wales, and heard on stations all around the country, thanks to the good folks at the Community Radio Network and the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
I have dreams of those who were killed in the jungle. They come to me and they encourage me to keep going. Very happy. This would mean something to them. They've gone over there to another world. We will always remember them.
Peace on earth. try.